1010.
KILT FM HD2 Houston.
This is a traffic update on your home of the Houston Texans. Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
And it's sponsored by Mekhi Chevrolet. Delays continue this morning. So the accident causing delays 45 southbound at the Hardy Toll Road, it has cleared. Traffic is recovering. 288 northbound before the Beltway, that accident has also cleared. Now a stalled vehicle working on the West End Houston Tollway northbound at Westheimer. That one's blocking a left lane. Cloudy this afternoon with a high of 64, 58 degrees right now. From the TexanRoofing.com weather desk, I'm Elias Coar, Sports Radio 610.
Get that great Mac hike feeling.
$6,000 off MSRP on the all-new 2019 Chevy Equinox LT at Houston's most awarded Chevy dealer ever. At I-10 and Kirkwood or MacHikeChevy.com. Find new roads today at Mac Hike Chevrolet.
A sports genius, a former NFL player, and a millennial bro. This is Mad Radio with Mike Meltzer, Seth Payne, and Paul Gallant.
Do you want to have seven kids? Probably not.
Yeah, are you upset that you don't have seven kids by this point? You can start on that this weekend.
It's such octo-dad.
You can impregnate a woman. Do you realize that, Mike? You have the power in those little danglers of yours to impregnate a woman this weekend if you want to.
That's your next endorsement deal. Mike Meltzer here for sperm donating.
Mike Meltzer for unplanned pregnancies.
Yes, sure, that would go over great.
This is Mad Radio, presented by Allstate Siding and Windows on Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
Into the 8 o'clock hour on a Wednesday, the Astros fell 8-2 in Game 3 of the ALCS. Game 4, Charlie Morton against Rick Porcillo later tonight at Minute Maid Park. Let's do Ask McClain Anything. John, brought to you by Horn Solutions. All right, you can text in your questions, 713-572-4610. Tab asks John, why is it that quarterbacks who leave Bill O'Brien play better than with him? Look at Osweiler, Fitzpatrick, etc. O'Brien is a fraud coach.
Fitzpatrick said the year after he left here, the best he'd ever been coached in his career was in Houston.
This
and
is
Osweiler's
true.
Had one good game, and if you go back and you actually watch it, who's the wide receiver that's so fast for them? Wilson?
Albert
two
Wilson.
Short passes and turned them into long touchdowns. Also, I was going to be playing in here next week, so we'll see.
I got a lot of fast receivers. Jakeem Grant as well, also very fast.
Yeah, I also want to be sure like we're talking about the same thing here. I don't recall Fitzpatrick saying it was the best he'd ever coached. I recall him saying that he had never learned so much, which is different.
I'll double check it.
Like, I had a really good economics professor in college who I wouldn't want actually managing my money because I think he was a drug addict. But he did teach me a whole lot about economics. Do you remember if he said specifically?
Well, I've been misreporting it since the day it happened.
I'm not saying I'm right on this. That's just the way I remembered it.
I'm going to try to find it.
There's a difference between knowing stuff and actually executing it. But plus, also, to be fair to Bill O'Brien concerning Ryan Fitzpatrick, you could argue that his best year, one of his best years in the NFL was here in Houston, statistically. Now you take that Tennessee game out of it, it's a little bit different.
Osweiler's best year was here.
Was it or was it with Denver?
Well, he didn't play. He played a little bit.
It's hard to even say.
All year here, except for two games.
Some
right?
of his best games were in Denver.
I don't even know if he had good games in Denver. To be perfectly honest,
that's fair.
People give him a lot of credit for that Sunday Night Football win against the Patriots, where the Patriots had a bunch of injuries to their linebackers and had a muff punt in the second half, and then the Broncos ran for a bazillion yards. And people were like, "Well, a great comfort behind win by Osweiler." No, not at all. Like, that game was not the one that would lead you to believe he would be a good starter.
Well, he wasn't like impressive in Denver or anything. It was that he's like, "Oh, he looks competent and capable."
Here's my issue. Okay, O'Brien is a questionable offensive coach. We know this. That supporting evidence is horrible. Brock Osweiler had a good game. Barely. Brock Osweiler was let go by Denver. The whole league could have had this guy. Ryan Fitzpatrick had three good games. Guys, we're smarter than this, okay?
Is he claiming that Ryan Fitzpatrick is now a better quarterback or something? Like, Ryan Fitzpatrick does what Ryan Fitzpatrick always does. Like, always.
That's why he's back on the bench.
That's why he got a huge contract in Buffalo and then was gone shortly thereafter. Because he does. He comes in and has stretches of magnificence.
He's extremely lovable, but he is more so inconsistent, and that's why Jameis Winston is starting again for Tampa Bay.
John, should AJ have left Dallas in for another inning?
Looking back, of course.
What'd you think at the time?
At the time, I thought I would have kept him in one more inning.
Okay.
And I'll tell you something. Like, if Hector Rondon and Joe Smith were not on the roster for the Indians, I don't have a problem being on the roster, but why would you use them? Both of them had been bad down the stretch. Rondon had one appearance where he said he corrected everything. Then he comes in, gives up a run, and Smith, of course, gives up the decisive home run. But you got other pitchers. You know, why use those two guys?
I'm going to rephrase a question from Mike in Ohio, because we always hear Bill O'Brien at the press conference. He talks about specific assistant coaches, and he talks a lot about offensive line coach Mike Devlin. And this Mike asks, why have they kept an offensive line coach for 5 years when there hasn't been a whole lot of production out of them? I'll ask this. What is it that Bill O'Brien likes so much about Mike Devlin?
I don't know. Bill loves Mike, says he's a technician, he's a good coach. He fired I can't even remember who it was before Devlin. You know, he tried to hire Munchak when he was hired. Mike, because of family issues, went to Pittsburgh. Of course, that turned out to be the right decision for he and Marcy and their families. And so I don't know. I'll ask him today. And I do know this. I feel very strongly, not only will the number one pick be used on a tackle, I'm pretty certain that one of those second-round picks is going to be used on a tackle as well.
Nothing but tackles in all tackle drafts.
Tackle.
One will, because I think Rankin will go inside, and I think that the other pick will be a corner.
John, are the Rockets the biggest threats of the Warriors' three-peat?
I believe so. I saw a thing yesterday talking about the best team's chances to get the finals, and had Celtics number two. Well, that's because they're in the East. But I think most of us believe if Chris Paul had been healthy, the Rockets would have won a championship last year, and I'm really fired up to see how Carmelo Anthony fits in and the new guys they brought in.
Damn it. If there's one complaint I have for the Astros, it's that they've made a sub-story of the Rockets opening up tonight. It's a sub-story, is it not?
No, I'm saying that like that might even be like too high
of a
compliment.
It's certainly not an A or B or C topic today. A, B, C topics could be like any number of like three reliers, AJ Hinch, whatever else it is.
It's like that in Boston, I'd imagine, right now as well, though, given the Boston Celtics opened things up last night. Do you think people are really talking about that?
No, it's not an anti-Houston take. I'm talking about basketball starting earlier. The baseball teams that are still playing are obviously going to be a bigger story.
It's good that it's starting early. I think to get in the swing of things, I think is actually good for the sport. It's just certain cities. It's funny, like the top teams in basketball, two of the top teams in basketball are in the midst of like a very busy season, both from a football perspective and baseball perspective.
Boston had three teams playing on the same day. I can't imagine what that was like for fans.
You know what I'm disgusted at? I'm disgusted at how intrigued I am by the Lakers and watching all of that this year. And I'm not afraid to it.
Yeah.
No, it's disgusting. Because, we had to listen to people talk about the Lakers and the Knicks when they were irrelevant for years and years and years because they're the Lakers and the Knicks. And now it's actually like there's reason to watch them.
If you're a basketball fan, you got to be intrigued by the Lakers, even if you hate them.
I think it's more about LeBron than the Lakers themselves.
Of course.
John, would you trade Clowney and Watt for an entire new offensive line?
No.
Clowney and Watt for an entire offensive line. It depends on which offensive line, though, I suppose. No, you're right. Well, except that, okay, who could you envision still being on this team and producing 10 years from now? I'd like to think it was Deshaun Watson. At this rate, I'm not sure he's going to last two more years in the NFL. He might be commentating on the SEC network. I know. Is there an ACC network? I don't know.
They actually do have one, it's more of an ESPN3 sort of thing.
He'll bring relevance to the ACC network.
Yeah. John, do you plan on getting a bigger, better TV?
No. That's a discussion we had yesterday. They were surprised I have such a small TV.
How small is it?
32, because it fits in an armoire, and my wife won't let me get a bigger one.
32 inches used to be a respectable size TV.
I got
to
tell you.
When we bought it, it was.
I got to tell you, I have a 40-inch TV, and I feel like mine is too small.
I feel it's tiny.
Not tiny. I just
60. Imagine, like a 32-incher with standard def used to be like, hey, you're doing all right in life.
Not
like,
anymore.
If you could just, you need to reset. This is how you get happy with your station in life. Reset your expectations to whatever, like, living like a rich guy was in 1975. 55 yeah. and realize how attainable that is. And like understand, like, I've got a cellular telephone. Only big shots have these. Look at me. And I don't even have to carry mine in a suitcase. It's incredible. I've got a 42-inch television. That's right. I'm a billionaire.
I have a 50-inch TV, so how about that? How you guys like that, huh?
Let's bring in a guest.
I'd love to have a 50-inch TV.
50, bro.
50?
You poor.
I got to get to Paul's level.
Let's bring in a guest for this. Let's ask a question on this Ask Will Kane Anything.
It costs $300, by the way.
Jags lady, is tonight a must-win game for the Astros?
Absolutely, positively, they have to win this game.
How about... Certainly not.
No, she disagrees.
She does not feel it's a must-win.
I almost want them to lose tonight just so they can have the miraculous comeback, just so they can stuff it in your faces after all of a sudden the bats awaken for games 5, 6, and 7.
Now, to be fair, I think Landry pointed this out on social media. If you look at the way at some of the 3-1 comebacks in the past, the Red Sox came back down 3-0 in 04, and the way they went, so they came back, they won game 4, and then it went... Well, how did it go in Game 5, 6, and 7? It was first Pedro in Game 5, then Schilling in Game 6, and I forget who started Game 7.
I think it was Derek Lowe Game 7.
Okay, so they had now the Astros do have a similarity with that in that if you wanted to come back 3-1, having Justin Verlander and Gerrit Cole is not a bad way to go. But again, I just think against this Red Sox team playing 2 road games, that would be too much to ask. That's my take. That's why I think tonight is a must-win game. Text in your question, 713-572-4610. John, why don't the Texans do quick routes with the struggle of the O-line instead of trying to go for the home run ball?
They throw a lot of quick routes. I went back and watched the game twice yesterday. The problem is when Watson holds the ball trying to make plays down the field for the receivers to get open, and he doesn't have time to do that. I think that when Watson's back foot hits the ground, the ball's got to come out, whether it's thrown away or thrown to a receiver, so he doesn't continue to get obliterated.
You know what? I have an issue too, and sometimes I when people have access to the All-22, I think sometimes they forget to evaluate the game from what the quarterback is actually seeing at field level. And there are some plays where conceivably Deshaun could have dumped the ball off to a running back or a tight end or a shorter route when under pressure, but they're not really. The problem is the pocket is collapsing so fast. Like, there's times where Deshaun to dump the ball off, it would be a risky throw because the pocket is collapsing so fast. And that ends up affecting him on other situations as well. Like, it all starts with the O-line. Even Deshaun, when it is his fault, I still blame the O-line because he has no reason to have any faith in any amount of protection. And I think it's messing his brain up. I don't want to see him get David Carr'd. I fear that his internal clock will be irreparably broken by this offensive line.
It could be. That's why they'll have to make sure they get the right players. I think that this draft they did right now, we'd agree that the draft looks good. Brian Gaines, first one without a 1 and a 2. So that would bode well for the next draft when he's got a 1 and 2 twos. But meanwhile, you got to keep him alive. One of the things that when I rewatched it last night was tight ends missing blocks, running backs missing blocks. Everybody contributed to him getting flattened 19 times.
Yeah, especially... Oh, go ahead.
John, would you put Tyler White back in the starting lineup today?
Boy, yes, I would put him back in unless you have to keep Altuve at DH because of his knee.
By the way, those guys last night at the beginning of the game were acting like Marwin Gonzalez had never played second before or anything. They pointed out that he hadn't started at second this year, but he's put in like 20 or 30 appearances at second base every season. That wasn't a big deal, so I'm not worried about him at all, obviously, being there at second base. I just want Altuve to be completely healthy.
Yeah, I agree.
Tyler, look, I'm not fat-shaming anybody here. I feel like Tyler's gained like 15 pounds in the playoffs. I'm looking at him.
Are you sure?
I think so.
Acquire mass.
He's a big guy, but I don't know. I don't know if the stress is getting into him or what, but he looks a little stouter than even typical. Maybe it's in a good way. Maybe he's got that kind of that winter weight on him. He's going to just belt one out of there.
He's going to hibernate. He's getting ready for hibernation.
Yeah.
Hopefully the team's not getting ready for hibernation. I'm going to keep a closer eye on that. I will be a game 4 and game 5.
Yeah.
So we look forward to that. Not really a humble brag. But I will be there. All right.
What are you going to be doing there? You're going to be doing something pretty cool, huh?
Yes. So I will tweet out my location when I come to Minute Maid, and I can buy people beers.
Oh, that's
so
right. He's going to have gift cards to buy people beer.
That will be happening tonight.
Did Landry Locker do that last?
Yes, he did. Yes. So I'll be doing that tonight.
But speaking of Landry Locker, he's locked out. I'm going to go let him in.
By the way, I would say gross misappropriation of resources. The beer man, Paul Gallant, not the one doing that. Sad, I say. But,
I took it that Landry was spending money out of his own pocket.
He probably portrayed it like that.
I don't remember him saying he had passes.
I feel like Seth is giving out way too much information on the air is the problem.
I thought you were taking a date. Are you?
I'm not taking a date, no. It is, no. I'm going with the old
is
media
Is a baseball game a good place to take a date?
No, I think so.
You have to be a really good fan.
Well, I think it's a good place. It gets you to have a conversation while something else is going on.
Not a playoff game.
It's relaxed. In a playoff game, different, yes. Playoff game with the stress.
What if she's a serious fan?
If you're in a relationship, yes, not a date. Unless it's maybe like the eighth or ninth date.
I did go on a second date to a baseball game, though, and it did go very well.
That's good to hear.